Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, the issue this morning is the end of the near ban on commercial drone operations has now opened a flood of potential uses for those remote control aircraft. And you have a story about that in the Capital Region today.
On October 29th, the FAA expanded commercial drone operations to anyone holding one of its drone pilot licenses, creating new business for FAA-designated knowledge centers that administer the test. Richmore Aviation in Glenville is the only one in the Capital Region. New operators are being trained at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy and are taking license tests at places like Richmore Aviation. Drones are about to change business. We talked to one of the flight instructors, and what he is seeing is the advent of new rules and causing this whole industry to explode. In 2007, the Federal Aviation Administration all but banned commercial drone flights. Hobby flights remain legal, and many hobbyists likely got paid for some of their flights, but only licensed airplane pilots were supposed to be operating drones for commercial purposes unless the FAA issued exemptions. The test that people are taking now has very little to do with drone flying skills. It has a lot to do with being an airplane pilot, and the rationale there is it will allow drone pilots to more safely share the skies with airplanes and better communicate with air traffic controllers. Across the Capital Region, drones are already in use, most for some, but some for business. There's a company called Sky Aerial Services. It's owned by a guy named Ed Capovani. He still works full-time, but he's trying to build up this business. He ran into so much competition for commercial and videography work that what he does instead is focused on industrial applications. For example, he inspects smokestacks and utility poles, maps quarries and sand pits to show how much material is left to be extracted, or hook up with an infrared scanner to find hot spots on power lines or air pockets under pavement. The paved work, he's been inspecting construction work and mapping mine sites to determine how much volume is left in the site. One of the drone hobbyists we ran into while we were doing this work is Tom Hoffman Jr. He's the CEO of a Hoffman Car Wash in Albany. He's posted some spectacular aerial videos of landscapes on his YouTube channel, especially of Lake George, but he's also trying to use it for some of his car washes in the area. Also involved, we talked to a realtor who's using them to showcase his homes. So we expect this to explode dramatically in the months ahead. There's a lot of stuff you can shoot for the air, so stay tuned. If you're interested in what drone air videography can do, check it out on YouTube.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. Of course, next Wednesday, Judy, we'll have election results.
Oh, yes. Aren't we all looking forward to that?
But for now, you can go to dailygazette.com for more news. Thanks, Judy.
Thanks, David.